Good morning, group. My name's Terry and I'm a compulsive eater. And thanks, Judy, for the call last night or the text. And I'm sort of preparing, like writing. I have enough for like 8 hours, but don't worry, that's not going to come out of my mouth. So you just said qualify and then share your experience, strength, and hope. So I joined the meeting. I joined the program April 19th, 1977. I was 25 years old. And I didn't know what I was getting into. I don't know if I would have come to the meeting. I was like, it was not a great meeting. It was only a few people, and they said, "Don't worry about that word God. Don't worry about it." I said, "Oh, good, because I'm not a religious nut. I don't want to come to this." And I went there for they didn't have it. They let me look at a gray sheet, and I misread it. But I tried to remember it because they had any food plans and they were going to bring a scale in. So obviously it was not a great meeting, but it was guess where I needed to be. And I went there for 2 weeks and then I found lo and behold, there was one within walking distance of my house. And that's, I think, when I started getting the message and I was transported that first meeting. And oh, just a little bit about my past. It was not happy. It really wasn't. But you know what? I went to therapy to learn all about the past, but I did a lot of therapy and it taught me a lot about, life wasn't my fault, blah, blah, blah. But it didn't help me stop overeating. It did not. Nothing helped me stop compulsive eating until I came to these rooms. I had five major weight losses. And ironically, the first diet I went on, I wasn't fat at all. I wasn't at all overweight. I said to my boyfriend, "Am I getting fat?" And he said, "Yes." So I decided I was 17 years old to go on a diet. It lasted 2 days. It was fabulous. I wrote down everything I ate. When I got to 500 calories, I stopped. Well, no wonder it only lasted 2 days. And that started the yo-yo. And so I was 17 and I was 25 when I joined the program. So 8 years of ups and downs. And I didn't know the lingo. You guys who are coming in now are so lucky because we're in now. They get us. Well, nobody can really get us except us, but they get us. If I say I have an eating disorder now, I get, oh man, although I don't usually tell people that. Only those who I feel need to know. I usually say I have allergies. My son laughs at me because we went to a venue. We saw some famous person and I brought my dinner and they said, no outside food. And I said, well, I brought my dinner. Because I have severe allergies. And then I went, "Severe allergies." And he always laughs at me. He goes, "Mom has severe allergies." And they did let me bring it in. But I said, "Listen, I'll eat outside on the picnic table. That's fine." And they said, "No, just bring it in." So I do take care of myself. But I don't really, that wasn't planned. I wrote a speech, by the way. I don't even think I'll look at it. So I was very unhappy. The things that defined the unhappiness were I grew up in a filthy home and I couldn't have people over. So I couldn't develop re friendships. I didn't know how. And we never had food and our house was repossessed. So my fear of economic insecurity started to be rooted because there really was economic insecurity. But not I'm not that person today. And I'm not that person at all. So I've lost between 50 and 60 pounds and I've maintained that for I guess 46 years, except for a couple pregnancies, two pregnancies and three babies. I am such an overachiever, but my food plan has definitely changed. If I ate the way I did, we had this thing called gray sheet. Don't look it up unless you want to. I don't care, but I did that perfectly once I stopped compulsively eating for 3 years, and I lost the weight, but I had some physical problems as a result. So please, I can't give you advice, but I'd say go to a dietitian, get what you need. Don't borrow somebody else's food plan unless it works for you. That's between you and your sponsor. But I was really an unhappy person, and I walked in the room and my third meeting, and this woman was so cute. And so happy. She was happy. And she spoke about that she hadn't hold on, guys. She had been abstinent for 2 months. That was long-term recovery for me. 2 months without compulsively overeating. I couldn't believe it. And she was great. And then she said, "And I owe it all to God." I said, oh crap. Oh, darn it. I don't want this God stuff. But then she also said that when she measured her spinach, she put it in a cup and squished it down. And when she took it out, it looked like a cup. And I wanted to sponsor her to be my sponsor, because that sounded like a lot of spinach. So I said, okay, she's happy and thin. She believes in this God stuff. I am not any of those things. And I did not believe. I just didn't, it didn't seem like an option to me, because I thought it was religious versus spiritual. And that's not, I'm not the religion of many people. And so, but I thought, well, all right, God, if I have to believe in you to be skinny, all right. Yeah, that's it. I'm telling you, the only reason I'm a better person, and boy, am I a better person, and I'm not done yet, is because I don't want to lose my abstinence, and I don't want to lose all the precious gifts I've been given. So anyway, she was my sponsor for 3 years, and then she went out. But she said at my 1 year anniversary, I never thought she'd make it. So don't give up hope, guys. Don't give up hope on people, and don't give up hope on yourself, because if I can do it, I guarantee you can do it. I am not being false humble here. You know, I used to go, why me? Why me? Why do I am I a compulsive eater? Why me? Why me? Why do I have food neutrality all these years? Why? And so let me just tell you some things I've learned in the program. And believe me, I have not told you a lot about the unhappiness and the lack of love. I mean, I'd never heard the word God or the word love in my house. It was really not good. It was not, oh my God, I feel like crying, but I'm not going to today. Well, I'm not making any guarantees. And I told myself I was going to speak slowly and calmly. You see how that's working for me? But anyway, so I walked in these rooms, and all we had was the big book. So that's how we recovered. And the AA people came and did talks for us, and that's how I recovered. And I don't say I'm recovered. I don't say I'm recovering. I don't say anything, but I'm a compulsive overeater. I feel like that says it all. And I am in recovery, and I don't take that for granted. I guard my abstinence. No, I like the word protect. I protect my abstinence. Anyway, so this alcoholic said, when you see something with sugar on it, you put a skull and crossbones on it. It's poison to you. I thought, that is the stupidest thing I ever heard. Now, when my sponsees say something about it, when you see something with sugar, you put a skull and crossbones on it. It's poison to you. So now I'm saying the things I poo-pooed. So guys, if you poo-poo anything today, it's going to come back and kick you in the butt. I'm just telling you. How have I changed? And I'm not done yet. Well, I've been married 3 times. I'm not proud of the statistics, but that's the way it was. And the reason I left my first husband, besides the fact that he was a drug addict and that he was mean to me, I mean, those were probably 2 good reasons, but that's not why I left him. I left him because I thought I would stop eating. I didn't know the word compulsively. I didn't have the lingo of the program, but I thought, okay, I'm overeating because I married this mean person. But that wasn't the reason. I just did it because I had this disease I didn't know about. And I've had 5 major weight losses. You know, I mean, significant, where people said, wow, you know. And I'll never forget my God, I know I'm retelling. I'm sorry. And I hope people were, I mean, I wonder how many people hopped off and said, oh, I've heard her. I don't want to hear her again. But what can I say? I'm not doing this really for you. I'm doing this for me. You know, we share for what we have to hear. And I had that first compulsive. See, in New Year's, I would go on a diet, and then I would get really thin, and then I would take that first bite, although I didn't know it was the first bite, and then I would get fat again, even though I knew once I took that first bite, although I didn't call it the first bite, that I was off and running again. And I went back to college much heavier, and my professor said, oh, you've been cooking too well. And I told him, I said, oh no, I have a rare disease. I don't digest food. Am I insane? Yes. And I said, but I'm going to Hopkins, and they're going to figure out what's wrong with me. I mean, I almost went home and made an appointment. But you know, I knew the truth. I was such a secret eater. Well, anyway, enough about the qualifications because I'd really like to tell you what I am now. I have integrity. That's my favorite principle. I have integrity. I tell the truth. That is really big. I don't know why I'm getting tearful. I will tell you something. There is no reason. Nothing is so bad that food will make it better. So some of you have heard, and I don't want to be defined by this, but some pretty big things have happened to me recently. Four months ago, I lost my husband unexpectedly, and the guilt and the remorse and the missing man, oh man, let's equate that to abstinence. You don't know what you have until you don't have it anymore. So guys, hold on to any shred of anything good, because if I start eating, it will be gone. And so there's lots of miracles in this program. And I hope when we share, we can share about our miracles. And one miracle is that I've stopped compulsively eating. Whoa. That I have friends. Whoa. People care about me and like me. Yikes. I like myself. That's gigantic. I have three amazing children. I always wanted to be the mother that I am. I'm sorry. This is really hard. Anyway, so he miraculously, and I'm going to say the word miraculously, came off the ventilator after a week of being on there. And he said, "It's Monday." And he could hardly talk, but I don't want to imitate that because then you couldn't understand. He goes, "It's Monday." I said, "Yeah," he goes, "It's your meeting." I started a face-to-face when I moved here. And I said, "Don't worry about my meeting." And about 5 o'clock, and I wouldn't listen to this. There was visiting hours were over. I said, "I'm not leaving." "Oh my God, that is a higher power." And they were like, "Well, okay." I said, "He needs me to give him mice chips." They let me stay. And what are they going to do? They were going to have to forcefully throw me out. And about 5 o'clock, he said, "You have to leave." I said, "Why?" He said, "It's your meeting tonight." I said, "Man, you really want me to go to that meeting?" And he said, "You need it." Isn't that cute? And not for the physical, obviously. Well, obviously, but for the being the person I'm supposed to be and the support and the love. So I go to the meeting. No, and his last words he said were, "I love you, give me a kiss." And then he said, "I can't breathe." Now, is that a miracle or what? And guys, there are miracles everywhere. We just don't stop to see them. I am so sorry. This is so not what I expected to do. Anyway, here's what I've learned in the program. I've learned how to listen and not to listen till you think I'm a good listener. Wow, she's really a good listener. But to listen, to understand, and to change. Guys, please call me. I adore outreach. And those of you who have called me know I'm extremely easy to talk to. And if you call me and say you've been eating, I'll say, "And yet you called." If you're having trouble with the food, call, just call. Get the support and love you need. And whatever your program is, hang on to it. It will get better. It will get better. When I text my sponsor, I write to her at night and I say, "Here's what I did well today. Here's what I did well today." And some days I can't think of anything except for being abstinent. Listen, it's really easy to be abstinent on a good day. It's those hard days where I have to say, yes, despite losing my husband, despite my son maybe being upset with me, despite everything that's happening in this crazy world, I am not overeating. And listen, here's another thing. This is advice. Take it or leave it. I cannot, no, oh, let me come from my position of myself. I can't compare my program to others. I absolutely cannot compare my program to others. I will come up short. I started the meeting with someone who is recovered, and I'm not saying that critically, but she only uses one piece of literature. I use an integrated approach to the program. I love all our literature. These daily readers, oh my God, they're gorgeous. I started looking through the quotes. Here's just one, and I double started. I point of remembering that the reason I feel good, The reason I sleep well, I don't sleep that great. And the reason I'm glad I am alive is because I am abstinent. Wow. And not just abstinent in food, but abstinent in condemnation, in judging myself and you, in negative thinking. You know, in the old days, they used to say, and maybe you long timers remember this with me, used to say we abstain from compulsive eating. I don't think we called it compulsive eating and negative thinking. And so it's not just the food that goes in my mouth I have to watch, but what thoughts go into my head because they can multiply. Oh my God, just like negative compulsive eating is a progressive disease, negative thinking is a progressive thing. It takes us in a place we don't want to go. So it's not like I tell myself lies, but I also see the truth. And if I can't see the truth, I call someone to help me see the truth. I took notes, which is probably a mistake because now I'm looking at these notes. So I try not to look at someone else's. Oh, so let me get back to the recovered person. I do weigh my, so if you're wondering what my abstinence is, I do eat more often than 3 times a day because, believe it or not, my weight gets, because I need, because I'm pretty active and it works for me. And I have a dietitian who's extremely OA friendly. And she, and that's what works for me. And, she, and I weigh my food with exception. What are the exceptions? In a restaurant. I did take my food scales to a restaurant when I had a sponsor that told me to, but I don't re weigh in restaurants. I don't think it's a program of attraction for me. For me, you do whatever you want. And here's the problem, though. I get with all these how people. That's another way of working the program, which I did for a long time. And they all got their scales out, and I don't have my scale. And I go, "Oh my God, my program's not as good as theirs because I'm not weighing my food in public." My program is fine. I mean, I've been the same weight for how long? And but thank God, oh my goodness, I just thought of something. I hope it's as inspiring as I think it might be. Although my weight is stable, my emotions are improving. I don't need to lose any more weight. The physical is the easy part. You guys don't, if you're eating, you're going, "Oh no, it's not." But I'm telling you, you got to believe me. The real work doesn't begin until I put down that fork and pick up the mirror and pick up looking at you and pick up being the person I want to be. And here's the good news. This is the good news. Not only can we be what we want physically, we can be what we want emotionally and spiritually. And that is the progressive nature of this program. There's
Minutes,
a long,
Terry.
how much?
2 minutes.
Oh my gosh, I just got warmed up. Yikes. Okay, hold on. Let me see what I want to say. I don't know what I want to say. I just want to say that this program works. It works. You got to believe me. And you don't have to be religious. I don't really talk a lot about God, but I believe in deed, not creed. What I it's not that I don't believe in God. I'm not, but I just don't want to. It's beyond my understanding, and I'm choosing not to share how I feel. But it's deed, not creed. What you are speaks so loudly, I can't hear what you're saying. I want to walk the walk, not just talk the talk. You know, I'm a good talker. Well, maybe today, not today, but I'm a pretty good, you know, that was my career. I taught, I spoke. Oh, wait. I'm just so different. I changed careers. I changed husbands. I changed everything when I got in this program. But I don't know. It's who I, it's what my actions, the actions are so important. And be the person we want to be. Just be it. One little step at a time. And if you want to hear more, give me a call. I promise to listen. Oh man, I'm going to get off the phone and say, "Oh, I wish I had said more, but you know what? I'm enough." And here's the good news, so are you. And this anonymity thing is really important. So it's principles before personalities. listen to everyone with a whole heart. And I'm just rambling at this point, I think. Anyway, thanks for listening, and I'm sorry I was very vulnerable, but that's it. I can't wait to hear you're sharing.